Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Kiddushin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zayichah find Ruzivik Hagon b'karav Mamish. So in the previous Mishnah we discussed that when a man marries a woman, either Kohenes or Levi Yisraelis, he has to check into a number of her mothers, meaning mothers and grandmothers, and maybe even great grandmothers, to make sure that they have kasher yichos, that their background, their ancestry is beseder. However, now the Mishnah tells us Ein Bodkin Loimanu Mizbeach Ulamala. He doesn't have to check from the Mizbeach and upward. If he's looking into this woman and he finds that her father or grandfather served on the Mizbeach, that means he was for sure kosher, so he doesn't have to check any more into that line. He doesn't have to check into that person's mother. And furthermore, he doesn't have to check from the duchen and upward. If he finds his woman's father or grandfather or someone like that was a Levi on the duchen, he stood on this platform singing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, that means that he's kosher and no more checking has to be done to that part of the family. And not from the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim and upwards. If he served on the Sanhedrin, obviously he's kosher, so his mother and grandmother don't have to be checked into. A similar din, anyone whom we have a chazakah that his father, grandfather, one of his ancestors was a shaiti or rabbim, which means he was a dayon, or he was a gabbai tzedakah. He used to collect tzedakah from people. Asin l'kahuna, this fellow could marry his daughter off to a kayin, because that means that he's kosher. And the mothers of this daughter don't have to be checked into, because everyone's kosher. Rabbi Yossi adds on and says, even if someone signed as a witness in a document that comes from the bezdin in the city called Yishana, which was near Tzipari, he also is kosher and miyoches, and therefore wouldn't have to do any checking into his family. And Rukhani Rantignusheimer, he adds on, also somebody who is written in the soldiers and the troops of the king, this is referring to David HaMelech, this person is 100% kosher because they only allow troops that were meyuches in David's army, and so his family doesn't need checking into either. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now discussing a chalal. We mentioned that one of the classes in Am Yisrael is called a chalal, and this is when we have a kohen who marries a woman who's puzzled him, for example, a grusha, a divorcee, so the child is a chalal, or if she's a woman, she's called a chalala. And the more important focus of a chalal is the male. He's not a kosher kain, so he can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to eat truma, and he is allowed to marry somebody a kain is not allowed to marry. He's basically a Yisrael. However, now we're going to see this chal status passes on to subsequent generations as well. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, Bas chal zachar psul min hakunu la'olam, the daughter of a male chalal is always possible to marry a kain. What does this mean, always? So let's say our original chalal was Reuven. His father was the one that had married a grusha. Reuven's daughter is not allowed to marry a kain because she's considered a chalala. Now let's say Reuven has a son, Shimon. So Shimon's a chalal and he has a daughter, she's not a married kain either. And that goes to Reuven having a child Levi, or Levi having a child Yehuda, so on and so forth. If any of these male children have a daughter, that daughter is considered a chalala and she's not allowed to marry a kohen. And that's even if they're 10 or 15 or 20 generations away from the original chalal, Reuven. However, says the Mishnah, Yisrael shenasa chalala b'tei k'sher l'kuhuna. If Yisrael married a chalala, meaning her father made her into a chalala, so their daughter is kasher to marry a kohen. The psul that a chalala is not a married kohen only goes one generation of daughters, not two. Now chalal shenasa bas Yisrael, as we had just said before, if a chalal marries a regular bas Yisrael, bita psul l'kahuna, his daughter is possible to marry a kain. And Rabbi Yehuda says, bas ger zachar kabas chal zachar, the daughter of a male ger is just like the daughter of a male chalal, and that means that a ger's daughter, even though she's 100% kosher, her mother's a full-fledged Jewess who's not a geris, she is still not allowed to marry a kain. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this din. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.